Hi, and welcome to a special WCAPS podcast series from the 2023 Advancing Women, Peace, and Security, Building Inclusive Resilience in the Pacific Conference, organized by the Center for Naval Analyses, a nonprofit research organization in the Washington area, and sponsored by the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command in Hawaii. The objective of this workshop was to explore the nexus of gender, climate, and food security through a Pacific lens. Organizers sought to highlight and elevate the perspective of women leaders from the Pacific Islands to develop regionally informed answers to the question, looking through a gender lens, how do connections between climate change and food access affect security and stability in the Pacific Islands? This was a hybrid event hosted in person in Suva, Fiji, seeking to build bridges between communities of practice, implementing policies of inclusivity, disaster resilience, and sustainability. It was the organizers' hope that each participant will take away from their experience insights that are useful and tangible for the advancement of inclusivity and resilience in their communities. Join me as we listen in on a conversation, one of the most intriguing and interesting conversations among women leaders and activists whose proximity to the issues remains their greatest strength and advantage in determining and designing a way forward. Let's take a listen.
Yes, greetings and Mbula Vinaka again. This is a podcast, and we are we acknowledge as part of the feminist media team for FemLink, really acknowledging the three amazing and passionate women that we have here with us. Maureen Pechueli from PENG, Andy Vasu from Transcend Oceania, and also Cressida Kuala from PERGA Red Sara Women's Association. This is all part of a dialogue which we will have in a Talanoa style, just an extension of the conversation that we have been having from the last 2 days. About the workshop that has a focus on advancing women, peace and security, building inclusive resilience in the Pacific. Yeah? So welcome, ladies, and it's such a pleasure to have you all today, and we look forward to your contribution. And having said that, we have a few questions here, and you are most welcome to add in your input wherever you feel that aligns to the work that you're already moving. So perhaps we will go with the first question that is really around, we've been seeing the workshop scope, which is looking through gender lens, and how does the connection between climate change and food security affect our state of security and stability in the Pacific Islands? And in terms of mitigation or improving strategies, what opportunities the role of civil society and private sector can bring to secure and stabilize the midterm impact of climate change and food access? So that is our first question, and perhaps I will open the floor to whoever is ready to input, and most welcome to add on to that. Thank you. Cressida?
Thank you for this opportunity to share my point of view on advancing women, peace, and security in the Pacific region. I come from a very local community in the islands region of Papua New Guinea. It's in the South Pacific. I have been advocating for human rights, of women rights, and environment activism for 13 years now. From working from a bottom-up level perspective and outwards, I have realized that women have been playing vital roles in every communities and societies in the Pacific. I come from a very remote area, which I've said we have women facing issues about climate change impacts on food gardening. We rely on subsistence livelihood, and it is becoming very complicated for women to produce the traditional food that they have been producing in the past. It is now women are advancing into the new age, which is composed of a culture clash. Many women are trying to get themselves educated, and they are leaving their land to try to adapt to a system of quality education, and they are leaving their spades behind. So we have to, looking from a bottom-up level perspective, it is happening throughout the Pacific, because we have a mutual understanding, a bond between our land and the sea. I come from an area where we rely on the land, and we live apart from the sea. It's very inland, but we have rivers and waters there that we find fish in there sometimes. And it is very challenging. I have seen women surviving through facing difficulties with abusive husbands who try just to complain about not putting food on the table. It is the man's responsibility and the woman's responsibility to contribute to put food on the table for the children to eat, sleep well, and then go to school, get a good education, to work, to earn their own living. We have to prepare for the future. And when climate change impacts, and as we have known, this COVID-19 impacts, and the changes that we are going through, the world is talking about climate change, mitigation, adaptation of new mechanisms, and prevention of all these issues that affects lives of the people. Women, we look at the world in a different ways, that we do a lot of things. Men do a lot of things as well, but we take care of the children. We know what is to be done in the house to feed the mouth that live in the house. And then we think about doing something like making garden or going to work and then come back, and we do the same thing to try to cook food and then fetch water. Water is a problem. We need to have a good sanitization to have water in the house, food in the house. And that is all the knowledge that women think about to feed their husband and children, to have a good life. And there are differences that are causing inconvenience for women, as we are, our status as women is being deprived by minorities, by men seeing us as minorities in the society. We struggle to voice issues that affect us. And many women in Solomon Island and in Fiji, I see that you are way advanced to address issues that affect women. But in rural areas in the highlands region of Papua New Guinea and in the coastal region of Papua New Guinea, we find difficulties to voice our issues in the national frontier, as our the avenues that we can use to voice our issues are always blocked, and our voices are not usually heard. So that's why we are finding difficulties to try to get change development in our society. We would like to speak about all the basics development programs that we should have access, but male are dominating the institutions where we cannot even speak up about what has been done to our lives, about the sexual abuses and physical assaults that we have faced. And we have been silent about all these issues, and that is causing degradation of lives of women in rural communities. We have to build network to collaborate with women from the national level and in the regional level so that we can speak up. It's so fascinating to know about Fiji women advancing into the this contemporary society, where they are involved in media, speaking about the issues that affect them in medias, in the national level, and in conferences and forums. They're talking about advancing in various ways. to be prepared for what any kind of disaster that might be faced in the future. You are prepared, but in some areas, it needs you need women like me to come in to help you to understand. But we need your ideas, your ways of voicing your issues, to make us known to how to present our issues. And we need good education about how we can talk about issues from the bottom level to learn from you, and we can collaborate in a very, very anonymous way in every aspect of life to build a better and bigger network for women in the Pacific to be strong together. And we can together minimize problems that we face in our everyday life. I am coming from Papua New Guinea, and I am speaking from PNG women's perspective. We have difference in our organizations, civil societies, but there cannot be any difference anymore. We have to build back better to unite, and I don't believe in putting an end to a problem, but I believe in minimizing issues that are affecting our lives, and we must be ready to face disasters in our life. We can stand together and work with men side by side, and in year 2050, we can look back in the years that we have struggled to come this far and laugh about it so that we can be more way advanced and our society can live in a very improved and a very advanced and peaceful society. Thank you.
Thank you, Cressida. Well, you have pretty much touched on, some of the challenges in Papua New Guinea, and you also have articulated beautifully as well, some of the strategies and also your vision, moving forward. So perhaps I'll give this time to our colleagues in Fiji if you have anything to add on our first question, which is around food access and food security. Thank you.
Bolivinaka, I'm Andy Vasulevu, Executive Director of Transcend Oceania. I'm speaking from based on the context of the work that we do as a peace building and development organization, working for just peace and nonviolence and prevention. I think the question is a very critical one in our situation, where small islands in the Pacific, we are facing both these as a priority on our list with the gender-based issues and access to infrastructure that support this, and as well as speaking about food security. I mean, these issues may not should not be separated, because we Pacificans and many other parts of the world and of humanity have food as our common priority. That issue of security that we need on a day-to-day basis. And women have food at the top of their list as the manager of a household, the manager of a family, and of a community. And food security is definitely a priority with regards to human security, and its impacts on other areas of security, looking at security from the peace-building lenses and perspective, that it must be inclusive, or there are interlinkages between all the areas of human security in principle, that how food can also influence gender and health security and the security of an individual as a person and of a community as well. So I think that it is important to be able to maintain and sustain peace, that these issues of securities are talked about together, and then gender inclusivity would be something that that is essential to have to bring about sustainability.
Have anything to add?
Perhaps just to really emphasize that the region is not a homogeneous region. It's quite a geographically diverse and bioculturally quite rich region in the world. And therefore, the kinds of solutions around food security in the context of climate change cannot be, you know, one size. So I think what Cressida and Andivasu have really highlighted gives you an understanding that, you know, this is a really, the food insecurity situation, particularly in the context of climate change, is quite distinct. It's now well accepted that climate change impacts will range, particularly in the mid, you know, midterm. We will be seeing an increase in cyclones, severity, frequency of cyclones. Warming oceans have serious implications, particularly for coastal communities, and dependency on fish as the major protein source for coastal communities. And we've already seen cases where many of our, particularly small atoll island nations, are going from food producers themselves to food dependent, and in particular import dependent, highly processed canned foods. So I think when we're looking at the questions of food and food security and the role of women, I think it really need to emphasize the women in beyond just their ability to access food on a day-to-day basis, and giving them the recognition and the central recognition around knowledge holders. So knowledge holders in terms of food cultivation, and this is particularly important for many of our indigenous women, food production, preparation, preservation systems, techniques that we have in this part of the world. And I think that needs to be given an elevation as we look more and more on how we respond to the impacts of climate change, midterm, if you're looking at that. So I think we need to be looking at how do we enhance these kinds of knowledge systems that women have and are the holders of, these valuable lessons, so that we are not moving from where we are food producers to being very much food dependent. Because I think that would be quite a dangerous proposition to find our people in if we become, if we lose the knowledge and the access to a lot of these kinds of food production systems that women are in control of.
Thank you. Thank you, Maureen. And, you know, acknowledging all the comprehensive input that has been coming through, and that takes us as well to our next set of conversation, which is around, you know, in all our current moving work, it is important to recognize and explore a new or emerging models of defense to rightly position Pacific Island nations to anticipate and react to emerging threats through scenario risk planning and stakeholder management. However, having said that, in your experience, national and regional level, what would be some major areas of investment that can help us to have that substantial gain or progress?
Wow, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation. We'll see you on the next episode.